compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen. Walls are not immoral.
But Democrats say any proposal needs to include a path to citizenship. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is in Turkey, reportedly discussing President Trump's plan to pull U.S. forces from Syria.
And I am urging President Trump not to do what President Obama did, which is just to get out and not understand what happens when you get out.
Graham also saying the goal of destroying ISIS still hasn't been reached. This is Fox News.
Each moment of courage is a step towards overcoming opioid addiction. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to talk about it. Let's face addiction together, one act of courage at a time.
The 24/7 helpline is 844-307-1760. Again, the number is 844-307-1760. Or go to courageforall.com.
This message brought to you by the ADMH, the ABA, and this station.
The gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A tornado watch is in effect for our area for the rest of the day. A lot of strong thunderstorms will be crossing the state this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes. Our weather app will keep you up to date. It knows where you are. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It'll alert you instantly to watches and warnings for your particular location. High today, 71, a windy day. Tonight, windy and much colder. Overnight low temperature, 36. Could be a few minor snow flurries in the late night hours and first thing tomorrow morning. No accumulation, of course. And the high tomorrow around 43, a windy day. The winds will make it seem colder, down to 27 first thing on Monday morning with wind chill factor in the teens and Monday's high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome to the program. Now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in Montgomery, Alabama. That's hysterical, Montgomery, Alabama, for those keeping score at home. It's time for Clearing the Air, the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. As always, I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body numb by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. But someone who's just giddy with excitement that you've decided to tune in and ride along with us tonight. And by us, I mean, of course, me and my friend and patriot cohort, Jason. Say hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Thank you. Perfect. We both recognize the fact that in the River Region, you have many, 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 many choices of what to do on a Saturday night. Thankfully, you chose to tune us in and listen. And I can't tell you how much it means to me that you've done that. Thank you. Thank you very much. The more people we can awaken as to what's being done to us, the better our chances of slowing it down. But time is short, and the distractions keep mounting. Remember, the one thing they, and they being the powers that shouldn't be, the one thing they fear the most is a united populace, because we outnumber them hundreds of millions to one. They know that, and they fear that. Now, for the disclaimer, don't believe a single word you hear on this broadcast, because you got to do your own homework, reach your own conclusions. Remember, something that you work for to attain is always more valuable than something that's just freely given to you. That's just the way it works, folks. Hopefully, we'll have some carryover listeners from the weeknight program. If so, welcome. If not, where are you? Our prayers go out to Wetumpka. I guess everybody probably knows what happened up there today, the tornadoes. I mean, just devastation. And the weird thing is, the things that destroyed most were the two churches. Isn't that weird? Kind of makes you wonder, makes you go, But our prayers go out to them, and let's hope they get everything. Nobody got hurt. Let's hope there's, you know, no injuries or deaths. And I came out here this morning, I don't know, 10 o'clock or so, and Rich Thomas was already in his office, and Bailey was with him, and they were, you know, this is kind of his thing. This is what he does, and I don't think anybody does it any better than Rich does. There's a couple of books that, if you really want to get down and dirty as to what's going on, a couple of books that were very instrumental in opening my eyes. One is a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. This book came out late 60s, early 70s. He talks about the Trilateral Commission, all these different agencies that have been set up that are basically globalist agencies. That's their aim is to overturn our Constitution and have a one world order, a new world order. They're all Satanists, folks. You need to understand that. They're Luciferian psychopaths. Look up the definition of psychopath. It will tell you without remorse, without empathy. Now, what that means is they can't put themselves in your place. They don't feel sorry for you. The child that they're, whatever they're doing, the sick things they do to children, they don't feel sorry for the kids at all. They're incapable of it. And just in case their conscience starts worming its way back, that's why for every summer, for 2 weeks, they go to a place called Bohemian Grove in Northern California, where they do something called the Cremation of Care ceremony. And what that does, they don black robes. They're in front of a 40, some say 40, some say 60-foot stone owl that's supposed to represent Molech, the Canaanite god of child sacrifice, of all things. And they have a supposedly or purportedly mock sacrifice there. Some people claim it's not mock. I don't know. I can't back that up. I've seen pictures, but who knows? But the cremation of care is supposed to be the ceremony that takes care of that little bit of conscience if it starts worming its way back, because they have to be sure that these world leaders have no conscience, because they do their bidding. That's just how it works. It looks to me like, and I can't totally back this up, but it looks to me like world leaders are selected, not elected. That's the way it looks to me. I was listening to one of the podcasts, not this show, but another show on this network, and the host was saying that every time he starts his car, he's afraid it's going to blow up. He's worried that it may be wired to explode, which is kind of humorous, because I've yet to figure out what deep, dark state secret he or his cohorts have unleashed on the listening public. I don't fear anything like that, because I'm secure in my faith. I have reservations in the afterlife, and despite the absence of any travel folders, I'm pretty sure that it's going to beat this place. I'm very sure it's going to beat this place. And speaking of that, in case you haven't noticed, the planet is in turmoil, a state of induced turmoil. See, here's the thing. The Muslims, they do their jihad thing in hopes of creating enough chaos that their savior, they call him the 12th Imam, will appear quicker, because the Quran says the 12th Imam is going to come amid much chaos. Of course, when that happens, and it will, for us Christians, it will be the unveiling of the identity of the Antichrist, because Islam's savior is our mortal enemy, the Antichrist, which makes Islam a form of Satanism or Luciferianism, which also explains why the Luciferian psychopaths running this joint facilitate the jihads every chance they get, like, say, I don't know, at the southern border, maybe. This past week, I watched several videos of farmers down there telling stories. Hundreds of prayer mats are left behind by the Muslims as they slip into our country, as they sneak in, as they illegally enter America, with no intention of assimilating into our culture, but with every intention of taking over and killing the infidels. By the way, that's you and me. So maybe I'm wrong here, but that makes Pelosi and Schumer and their ilk traitors to America. Scumbags who, in my humble opinion, deserve to be hung for treason. And I had another scary thought. Maybe what if the FEMA camps are going to be used as Muslim re-education centers? Hey, it's possible. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours and then an hour and a half. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you for never telling me what I can and can't say. There's never any censorship on this program. Thank you, listener, for listening. All 18 of you, thank you. And I'll be back in, looks like, 3 short minutes. Y'all come back with us.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. There's a scientist and a researcher in... My laptop just gave me that little wink, letting me know I forgot to plug the power supply up. Can't have that. There we go. Dr. Masaru Emoto, believe it or not, that's his real name. He has revealed the true nature of water and how thoughts and vibrations affect the molecular structure of it. In his years of water research through high-speed photography of thousands of water crystals, he has shown the most beautiful crystals are formed after the water is exposed to the words love and gratitude. You got to see these pictures. The words don't do it justice. It's the most beautiful, ornate-looking crystals form when you speak love and just kindness to the water. Now, what do you think happens? Because our body is 70% water. So don't you think that our thoughts can have profound implications on our health as well as the well-being of this planet? That's what the doctor thinks. He talks about the effect of positive thoughts on water and the molecular structure, and it's incredible when you look at what this guy has done. Jason and I were talking about this a second ago. You know, I am a pessimist. I'll admit it. I just am. You know, my mother and my wife are both optimists, and it's a struggle sometimes. But I need to try to be more optimistic. I think we all do. You know, and I get accused a lot of being somebody that's throwing out, you know, fear, a fearmonger, I think is what I was called. I don't mean to be, because I'm not afraid. I'm not worried. I know where I'm going when I die. I know I've read the book. I know how it ends. I know where all this is headed. I'm not afraid. I'm really not. And I should be more of an optimist, but I'm not. Do you struggle with that, Jason?
Well, I'm more of a optimistic pessimist.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't see a glass half empty or half full. I just see a half a glass of water, you know.
Fair enough.
So, but yes, I do find myself at times being negative when there's really no good reason to be, and it affects my whole day.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, it just seems like everything. Well, I came up with the term subconscious sabotage, and it seems I do that to myself all the time. And you don't realize you're doing it, but like, say, if I'm in my shop and I'm working on say a KX 250, the two-stroke, the good one, I take the air filter, I take it out and I clean it and wash it and dry it. You know, I get ready to grease it so to put it back on. I'll set it down somewhere, and it just so happens the exact place I set it is right above, like say, a pan of oil. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to fall and land in the oil, and I have to start the process all over again. Why did I choose that spot to set it at? Because that was the only spot in the whole shop that could have happened, but I subconsciously do that. And I know that's just one example of a gazillion times this kind of stuff happens. I don't understand that, but it happens. It's weird. The doctor, Dr. Emoto, says that he was using water with information to cure people's diseases. You heard me right. Using water with information to cure people's diseases. However, general people did not believe that because they do not believe what they cannot see. That's very true. I was thinking, how can I make this visible one day? So I bought a book about snowflake crystals, and I thought, this is the way. Snowflakes are essentially frozen water. So I thought if I freeze the water and use a microscope to see the insides of a water molecule, I could capture something. So I came up with water crystals technology. And the person doing the interview said, well, you, of course, that got her attention too. She said, whoa, cure people's diseases? How can you cure people's diseases with water? And what kind of diseases are we talking about? So he replies, I use HADO, vibrational, measuring device called MRA, which can measure negative emotional vibration that a human has. And when it's detected, an opposite vibration can be added to the water. And by drinking that water, the negative feeling dissipates. I've always heard you can use an opposite frequency to cancel the frequency. I mean, that's how noise-canceling headphones work. But I didn't know you could do that internally. That is amazing. So how do positive thoughts affect us, the environment we live in, the planet as a whole? Positive words, photos, and prayers can make water create beautiful hexagonal water crystals. But negative ones will create ugly-looking water crystals. That's true. You need to see the pictures. Excuse me. Any living creatures made out of water, and even minerals in the planet itself, the same thing. So the positive thoughts can make any related thing beautiful and harmonized. How about that? In this fast-paced world, when people are stuck in a routine, how do you think people can maintain a positive outlook? He says, let your actions be based on the thoughts of love and gratitude. Love is a giving energy. What have I been saying? I may not live it, but I can tell you. And gratitude is a receiving energy. If you always have these two words in your mind and in your actions, then, and you base your actions on these concepts, you can naturally give people positive energy. How about that? Wow, that's incredible. Oh, it says something about the pyramids. What are the basic differences in the crystalline structure of water? In order to improve the conductivity of information, there needs to be a geometric design with a golden proportion that can be seen in pyramids. And if Postman were here, he could tell us what that golden proportion is. In the case of water, its water structure shows superimposed pyramids three-dimensionally, and the more perfect it is, the more beautiful hexagonal water crystals it becomes. That's wild.
Yeah.
You know, I had told my nephew, who's a brilliant kid, I had told him about this, and he said, yeah, but, you know, a bunch of TV stations went in there, and he couldn't duplicate it in front of all those reporters. And I'm thinking, I bet he couldn't, because I bet there was so much.
They were so negative.
Exactly. Because they're expecting not to see anything, so what do you think they saw? Nothing. Yeah. You picked up on that pretty quickly, Jason, quicker than I did. It took me a minute, and I went, yeah, I know why, you know. We had a caller mention rainwater. So let me preface the article I'm about to read you with the fact that the Bushes, a.k.a. the Sheriffs, bought a huge compound in Paraguay several years ago that just so happens to be right on top of the world's largest aquifer. Now, is that just a lucky guess or a stroke? No pun intended there, Poppy. Or was it just good luck? Of course not. These New World Order whores have the playbook handed down to them after the Nazis got finished with their playbook. So they knew what they were doing. This is a Dr. Mercola article, and I love him. He's the only online doctor I pay any attention to. When you think about water, what do you think? It's a necessary material or a resource. We cannot live without it. And when you're thirsty, it's pretty good. But you need to learn to think about water on a whole new level. Like anything you put in your body, water breaks down and its contents become your contents. However, it's been proven water is much more complicated than we ever imagined. And it goes into the Dr. Emoto stuff I just told you. Of course, you haven't seen any of his work on the 6 o'clock news. Of course not. Anything that reflects the Creator's grand design, anything that shows how brilliantly made even the simplest thing on this planet is, that is kept from you. They don't want you to know that.
Anything as cheap as water that can heal you, of course, is going to be suppressed.
How do you think pharmaceutical companies would feel about that?
Well, yeah. They'd be losing out. I mean, exactly. If you can heal yourself just by drinking some good, positive water, that would put them out of business.
Exactly.
Think, yeah, there would be some cars exploding somewhere down the line.
You better believe it. Hey, good one. I actually bought several gallons of what was called a neutralized or scrubbed water. I forget the company I bought it from, but it's water that it was neither positive nor negative. It was, they said they had eliminated the memory of the water. And of course, I was planning on doing an experiment, taking one jug and love and one jug hate, and kind of seeing, drinking one, seeing what it did. But of course, I never did. Water scarcity is getting worse around the world as aquifers are drained faster than they can be refilled. This goes back to weather control. The most significant contributor to the problem is industrial farming due to its heavy use of potable water for irrigation. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 80% of U.S. consumptive water, and more than 90% in many western states, is used for agricultural purposes. Worldwide, groundwater is being used up at a faster rate than it can be replenished. One-third of the largest groundwater aquifers are already nearing depletion, with three of the most stressed aquifers being located in areas where political tensions run high. And I would suggest to you that the reason political tensions run high is because that's where the aquifers are. Because like I told you, they select the leaders of the countries. They know what's there. They know what we have to have. This is all planned out.
There's no wonder why they would make it illegal to collect rainwater.
Exactly.
If you're going to be saving yourself in the future, you know.
Yes. Well, if it's going to be so hard to come by, you know, who do you think you are saving rainwater? You know, that's wrong on so many levels. I don't know where to start. Here in America, the water level's been dropping by an average of 6 feet per year, while the natural recharge rate is 1 inch or less. Once the aquifer's depleted and many wells have already run dry in the area, 20% of the U.S. corn, wheat, and cattle output will be lost due to the lack of irrigation and water for the animals. That's sad. According to James Famigliati, a senior water scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, that would be NASA, never a straight answer, the majority of our global groundwaters, quote, are past sustainability, or past the, they didn't put it in here, but it's past the sustainability tipping point, which means it's only a matter of time before we run out of fresh water. Then, of course, we have all the pollution that's threatening everything from the crap they spray on our foods. And you'll never guess who the worst of all the corporate agribusiness companies, who's polluting more than anybody? Tyson Foods. They released 104 million pounds of toxic pollutants into waterways between 2010 and 2014. I had a friend of mine that went to work for Tyson, high up. He was there about a year. He fulfilled his contract and he got out of there. I've got one of the many books that were written about the Clintons. This one was written by one of the guys that was in their inner circle. And he talks pretty openly about all the drug running that was done by Tyson. And it's not good when you read it. You'll understand why Tyson's not a good thing. But anyway, now they're saying that many lakes in the world are now at a grave risk from fertilizer runoff that feeds harmful blue-green algae, which is a cyanobacteria. And once it gets in there, it's pretty hard to get rid of. I mean, it's just amazing. We've got to come up with better stuff. You know, the one thing that comes to mind is, why are we using plutonium? Why are we using uranium? Why are we using this stuff in our plants, our nuclear plants? We have options. The only reason they use what they use is because they can weaponize it. They can make weapons out of it. They could use thorium, create just as much energy, and it's safe. But they won't because they can't make a weapon out of it. It's sickening the way everything's weaponized. All right, 5-minute break, y'all. We'll be back.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Need a trailer to haul your boat to the lake or down to the Gulf? Or does your old hauler need some repair? Visit the crew at Circle C Trailer Company in Prattville. Circle C Trailer Company is here to help you with everything from sales to service and repair, as well as replacement parts. Circle C Trailer has the inventory and the know-how to keep you hauling down the road. Busted lights and wonky wiring? They can fix it. Busted axle? Brakes? Bad bearings? Yeah, they can fix that too. Looking for a calico horse and stock trailer? A P&T car hauler? They've got it. The search for all your trailer needs ends when you arrive at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville. Bill and his experienced crew have all your needs covered. Tilt, ramp, gooseneck, and dump trailers? Yep, all at Circle C Trailer Company, where sales, service, repairs, and parts are all under one roof. Call 334-301-9520. Circle C Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood or anything on the road, Woodman Sun Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodman Sun Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi everybody, the severe weather threat has moved on. Now it turns windy and colder tonight. Overnight low temperature 36. Could be a few snow flurries late tonight, first thing in the morning. Just minor. No accumulation, of course. Tomorrow, a windy, cold day with a high of 44, but winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Then clear and cold on Sunday night with the overnight low temperature 26 by first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor maybe upper teens. Sunshine on MLK Day with a high temperature up to around 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I've told this before, I'm going to tell it again. I can't help it. There was a documentary done in the 80s by the BBC, and it was about a bunch of Italians that in the 50s had befriended a group of aliens. One of the aliens was proportionally human, looked just like a human, but he was like a third our size. One was much bigger, and one was kind of different looking. According to the Italians, these aliens lived in the ground. They had the ability to get the air out of the soil and make caverns, so they lived underground. Now, they were not allowed to interfere with us, is what they told the humans, but they were not bad. They were good guys. They were not bad guys. Well, the Italians, they took a bunch of pictures of their ships and stuff, and you can see this all on YouTube. The name of the BBC thing is The Friendship Case, is the name of it. Well, I watched it. It's a little over an hour long, but something was said in that really caught my attention. They were talking to one of the Italian guys who had experienced all this with the ETs, and they said, well, did they ever ask you for anything? And he said, yeah. They asked us for industrial quantities of aluminum, barium, and strontium. Ding, 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 ding. That little light in my head went off. Those are the three constant ingredients. Those are the three chemicals always identified in chemtrails. Why would the aliens need industrial quantities of that? And now we found another connection. Jason, you want to tell them?
Okay. So I guess the beginning of last year in Peru, they...
Lake Titicaca. It's just fun to say Titicaca.
It's so fun to say. Yeah, they just... A discovery was made of these mummies, and they were buried in large quantities of diatomaceous earth. It preserved the bodies. When they uncovered them, they discovered, of course, they had three fingers on each hand, three toes, elongated skulls, large eyes, sockets, but humanoid in some respects. Of course, they've been doing a lot of investigations on it. This is a private sector, not military, not government,
good,
not city or state. These are private people that are doing these excavate or the experiments on them. You know,
researching.
Yeah, doing DNA testing.
I've seen the results of some of that. But go ahead.
It's amazing.
It is. They're not human, and they're not well. Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they're reptilian.
Yes, they are.
You know, they discovered they have a reptilian type skin, and you know, they have the rib cage goes all the way the length of their body. They got some kind of like a socket on their neck, where the vertebrae start.
Wow.
So it's very, very interesting, and this. This stuff can be looked at. I think there's probably some YouTube videos about it, and they have the programs on Gaia. I think
that's how you say it. Yeah, yeah, that's what's his name?
They're the ones that are actually sponsoring this. And anyway, one of the last things they discovered was, of course, chemical compositions that they found in them was cadmium chloride and strontium.
Strontium.
Yeah.
What are the chances? Yeah. And, you know, I wonder, maybe there's two different sets of skulls, because I know there's a set down there that have the elongated skulls. I'm trying to remember of one of the guys, it was one of the main investigators. He contracted cancer and died almost immediately. But there's a talk show host who's Christian, and I cannot remember his name. Of course, I'm brain fog. But I've listened to some of his stuff about it, and... Of course, immediately the government people say, well, no. They did cranial headboarding. Now, what cranial headboarding is, they would take their children and take boards as infants, because the infant skull is soft, and they would tighten boards to make their skulls grow elongated.
That was to mimic what they've
seen.
Exactly. Because these creatures, the extensive research they did showed no altering of the skull.
Exactly.
It was naturally occurring.
And also, one of the things I saw a couple of years ago, and I think I talked about it on one of these shows, was they found a pregnant one, the skeleton of a pregnant one. Inside of her was a child that had an elongated skull. So it's not cranial headboarding, not in this case. But like Jason said, the thing about native cultures is when they experience something that they believe gods, things from, you know, that they've never seen or experienced before, they tend to emulate it. I mean, there's a really good video on a group of natives somewhere down, I forget exactly where their island was, but during World War II, we had a small plane land on their island. When they were leaving, the natives had cut all these poles and had made an airplane, their version of an airplane, because they worshipped it. because to them they were gods. I think that's what the elongated skull, like Jason said, that's what the elongated skull was about. They were trying to get their children to emulate what the aliens or their gods looked like. That's why they did what they did.
Oh, yeah, and going back to what the Italians discovered with their aliens, these ones in Nazca were found, of course, underground in a underground network of tunnels.
Wow.
According to the guy that discovered it, less than 10% of it, if that, has been looked at and or explored.
Yeah.
So...
Well, man, I don't know if you've ever seen all the stories. There's all kind of stories out there about people who have, in Italy, they were going to dig a new sewer line, and they broke into a series of tunnels, and a guy went down there, and what he saw just scared the bejesus out of him. You know, he claims he saw a 15-foot-tall reptile. Just that kind of stuff happens a lot, and they cover most of it up, but you can still find some of it out there. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's so strange. These that were discovered in Peru, of course, they range in different sizes. I mean, full grown, there's some that are just over a foot tall.
Wow.
And then you have...
That's right. I've seen one of those. They had one.
Yeah. And then they have like a medium-sized one, and then they have a larger one, which is about 5'6" standing. And these were upright walking creatures.
That's wild.
Very strange. But, of course... The anatomy of the smaller ones is somewhat different, but mostly similar to the larger ones.
Yeah. It's L.A. Marzulli is the host, and then the guy that died is a guy named Brian Forrester. Died of cancer. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I found the names. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they did DNA testing on it, and it's not human, folks.
Not human. It does have some... human DNA, it's like 20-something percent, but does not match any human on record as far as a DNA match, you know, out of the 2,000 that they have in the database that they use. There's nothing existing to compare that DNA to.
That's just, so. Man, there is so much out there we don't know, so much that's been hidden from us, and they're using it against us. Of course they are. It's what they do.
And interestingly enough, of course, the petroglyphs, the drawings on the rocks out in Nazca.
The Nazca lines?
Yeah, they show creatures look like alien form with three fingers.
But you can't see them unless you're several thousand feet up, right?
Well, yeah, you can see some of the drawings from the ground, but...
Yeah, the petroglyphs, yeah.
But, yeah, the Nazca lines and the little alien waving to the sky, of course, you can't you don't see that from the ground, but you can see it from up in the sky. And why would they do that?
Especially that long ago.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And these aliens, they have some kind of an implant in their hands, the smaller ones do, which indicates technology. So I'm sure that somewhere in those cave networks, something would be found. But
yeah, isn't that, that's just, it's unreal.
And the smaller ones, they have, they reproduce with eggs. One of them was discovered with three eggs in its abdomen.
I wonder if they kept them.
Yeah, of course they didn't cut it open because they don't have permission to. But it shows up in the X-rays and the MRI, and CAT scans, and whatever they're doing.
Yeah, that's wild.
It is.
Yeah, there's just so much, you know. And you have to wonder about the pre-Adamic civilization on this planet because I believe... Well, Miss Connie was telling us how hard it is to understand the Hebrew language, how hard it is as when you try to put it in an English form, you lose so much of it. I believe that it shouldn't be God created the heavens and the earth, or, you know, the earth. He basically renovated the planet. The planet was here. I'm sure he made it. But something was going on here before he came, and it got destroyed in some big cataclysm, and he redid it, the way I look at it. But... Break time. They come too regular around here. We'll be back, I think, in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon. It's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home and how to sell a home? Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Jason, my cohort and fellow patriot here with me tonight. As we know, Trump gave somewhat of a speech, I suppose. Let me just read you the article from Daily Wire. For the third year in a row, President Trump offered his support for the March for Life in a video address to the largest pro-life rally in the nation by promising to veto any pro-abortion legislation that comes across his desk. Yay. I love it. The little short mean woman had a picture up on her Facebook. It was a bunch of women at a pro-abortion rally. And if I remember right, it said there's nothing sadder than a group of women protesting for the ability to kill their own children. You know, that kind of puts it in perspective for me, because these are children. These aren't just some piece of flesh. These are human beings. If you don't believe that, think back to John the Baptist, when he was still in the womb, and Mary was pregnant with Christ, and they met, and the Bible tells us that John the Baptist leapt for joy, leaped for joy in his mother's womb. That little fetus leaped for joy. That's unreal to me. That tells you that, right? That's a human being. I'm sorry. Trump said, "Today I've signed a letter to Congress to make it clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto. And we have the support to uphold those vetoes. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is worth protecting. Amen. As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life." I love it.
Amen.
And,
Saying amen.
Oh, yeah. Today, President Trump sent a bold message to Nancy Pelosi that popular pro-life policies like the Hyde Amendment that save unborn children and protect taxpayers are here to stay, despite her extreme attacks. A strong majority of Americans oppose taxpayer funding of abortion domestically and abroad. President Trump is the most pro-life president our nation has seen and is keeping his promise to pro-life Americans who swept him into office. Yes. I don't understand. Well, I do understand, but I just wish there's something that we as average Americans could do to get this government, to take our government back, because this is supposed to be an of, by, and for the people government, and it's anything but that right now. Really is.
And what is abortion? Population control.
Absolutely. You better believe it. It's exactly what it is. It's proactive depopulation. The infamous TSA. I did not know this. I read this today. The Transportation Security Administration paid passengers $3 million over the last 5 years for claims that airport security screeners broke, lost, or stole their luggage or items inside of their luggage, per a review of 50,000 complaints. After investigating to determine if TSA or its agents were responsible, the agency approved or settled with passengers in about 15,000 cases. Nearly one out of three claims filed from 10 to 2014. Payments range from a few bucks for missing food or medicine to several thousand dollars for jewelry, electronics, and other items passengers said were broken or disappeared while their luggage was in the hands of the TSA. So clearly, the TSA is swarming with thieves. Considering there are cameras everywhere in very few places someone can rifle through a bag, how do they manage to get away with it? Well, there's two main places where your bags are vulnerable. The first is when you check a bag in several hours before a flight. It goes to a bag room, where it's loaded into a luggage cart. About a half hour before departure, the cart is taken to the flight. About an hour before the flight is the time when more people are actively loading the cart and it's safe. It's that extra time when the bag is sitting there all alone for half an hour or even 6 or 7 hours early that gives the thieves time to pilfer. That's a great word, pilfer. The only other time a bag is unprotected is when the bags are actively being loaded in the bin. Yes, right under your feet. While you're boarding, the bags are being stacked beneath you. A pair of thieves only have a few seconds to search a bag, so they're selective and quick and can go through 20 bags in 5 minutes. Wow. A bag is also vulnerable when the tag is missing. A dozen people can handle the bag, and a thief can easily rip a tag off any bag and then casually roll it into a bathroom to have his way with it, no matter how secure it may appear. Thieves have their favorites as well. Some only pick expensive bags, looking for jewelry and perfume, while others look for international bags for liquor and expensive foods. Wow. In many airports, many in the USA, they just crack open the TSA-approved locks, disregarding if they're TSA approved or not. Some justifications for this are, oh, sorry, but we don't have the master key for that model lock. Yeah. Since they're going to open the locks anyway, I don't even bother anymore. The only things you should check are clothing, shoes, toiletry, and a toothbrush. Carry on all electronic devices, cell phone, netbook, Kindle, chargers, camera, memory cards, in a small portfolio bag that's easily opened at check-in points, which allows you to take that notebook or device out so they can't scan it with the X-ray and ruin it. I couldn't agree more. You know, they have, and Greg and I have talked about this a lot, they have totally ruined flying. It's not fun anymore at all. It used to be such a blast. Not anymore. It's terrible. Horrible.
I hate it.
I do too. I don't want to fly anymore.
Can't even go to sleep on a plane.
No. Somebody's going to be kicking the back of your seat, or some kid's going to be squalling, or it's terrible. Nothing personal against you kids out there. There was a good article written this week by Brandon Smith. Actually, it's dated yesterday. And the name of the article is, Will the Globalists Give Up the Dollar for Their New World Order? It's interesting because that's kind of where we're headed. It looks like they're going to get rid of paper money or any kind of fiat money, which really has no tangibility. Nothing's backing it, in other words. And they're going to go to some kind of cryptocurrency. That's what it looks like to me. And the excuse is going to be, well, if we get rid of paper money or any kind of money you physically can handle, that's going to eliminate the drug trade. True. That's going to stop a lot of it because you won't be able to just go hand your dealer $100 and get whatever. You can't do it if you don't have, you know, money. The problem with that electronic currency is they can track every single thing you buy. Every cent you spend, they can track. That's a bad thing. Bad thing.
All right, Rusty, I'm going to...
All right, well, looks like we have a call, so hang on a second. Who we got?
Rusty.
Hey, you're on the air.
Terry.
Yes.
It's Rusty Aldridge. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rusty. I love that Health and Wealth show.
Oh, do you?
Yes, well, man.
Well, now I know who's listening.
Yes, I am. I listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great man. You guys have favorites. Such fun.
Hey. Well, I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, no problem.
You recovering all right?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. There's some side effect of this surgery, and is that, you know, it's no big secret. I had carotid artery surgery on the left carotid artery. It was causing some problems, and I was getting some plaque getting passed through because I had a lot of blockage. But, yes, you know, they go in, cut it open, and they fix it, and they put it back. And, you know, I've been doing pretty well. But one of the big side effects is fatigue. Yeah. I don't understand that. I can be just fine, but I'll get so tired I can't keep my eyes open.
But
other than that, I'm doing well.
That's great, man.
I was listening to you guys a while ago when you were talking about the lizard people, and then you got off on something else you were talking about.
Yeah, I move around a lot. Sorry.
Well, I was trying to think of one specific thing, and you had watched a documentary about the people with the elongated skull. Now, you've probably seen this. You probably know what I'm talking about. They made this movie back in, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s. It was an Italian movie called Mondo Cani.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my goodness. You need to look it up on the internet or find you a copy on, Amazon or Netflix or something.
Give me that title again.
Mondo Cani. It's M-O-N-D-O. And the next word is C-A-N-E. And I think it translates to something like, it's a dog's life or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's almost kind of campy, the things you see in it. It has, kind of like the precursor to the you know, Faces of Death and all that. You've seen those?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, well, this one is like the first thing is over in the town where, what's his name, the lover guy, Valentino.
Yeah.
It's over in the town where he was born, and all the men, they emulate him. They got their hair done like him and everything, and they're all looking in the camera, making that face, you know, and they're waiting to be discovered to be the next Valentino.
Yeah, Rudolph.
And they touch on the thing you were talking about, like the elongated skulls there's one where this guy has got these little chicks,
yeah,
and these little baby chickens, you know,
yeah,
and he's got them in this big thing. You see this big blazing oven, and he puts about 100 of them in a little thing, and he squirts stuff all over them and shoves them in this oven, and he pulls them out like 30 seconds later, and they're for Easter. He's colored them, and when they come out, they're dry. They're just in the oven for like a few seconds, and the heat circuit. But it's a really good show. You would probably enjoy it. It's just like a weird National Enquirer meets that documentary film thing you're talking about.
Yeah, I just found it. It's free on YouTube.
Yeah, man, it's great. It has a big story in there about those natives. Where they were on this atoll, mm-hmm, and they landed, the U.S. forces landed planes there.
Right.
And when they left, because they were giving them stuff, they were giving them like food and medicine. And when they left, the natives built these little plane statues.
Exactly.
And whenever a plane goes over, they're praying to it to land.
Yeah.
So they have kind of like,